It's Friday morning, time for our roundup of business stories with the Sacramento Business Journal. And filling in for our editor, Jack Robinson, this week is Sonia Sorich, who writes about retail. She's also the Biz Journal's social engagement manager. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this week, Texas Governor Rick Perry came to Sacramento. He drove into town on Tuesday behind the wheel of a Tesla. He's trying to lobby Tesla to build a battery factory in Texas. And this is part of his ongoing campaign to lure high-profile businesses to the Lone Star State. Do you think he was very effective?
It was a great photo opportunity for a lot of media outlets. But I think that the reality is that him rolling up in this Tesla isn't going to make a huge impact on the decision about where this gigafactory will end up. It did highlight this ongoing economic rivalry between California and Texas.
So now we just wait for a decision by Tesla.
Correct. There's talk that California could still be a contender. I know that California is trying to sweeten the pot and make it more appealing to move that factory here.
Well, Sonia, since you cover retail, I wanted to ask you about the future of Old Sacramento. Right now, Old Sac has a ton of touristy type shops, you know, t-shirt stores and candy barrels. But of course, it'll be just blocks away from the new downtown arena. How will Old Sacramento capitalize on that opportunity and move beyond souvenir retail?
There's so many different forces at play here. When you ask a question like, who's in charge of Old Sacramento, you don't have a straightforward answer. There's multiple stakeholders, ranging from individual property owners to entities such as California State Parks. On one hand, that's a good thing in that it creates this very unique business district that ranges from museums to shopping options to dining options. However, there's also a belief that having so many different stakeholders can make it more difficult to arrive at a cohesive vision when you're looking forward to a huge opportunity like the arena.
Big Natomas news this week with President Obama's signature of the levy improvement legislation. What happens next?
Congress must pass an appropriation to allocate $600 million to the levy improvement project. And then locally, we're going to look at some area builders gearing up to advance projects in the area. Now, we don't know how quickly these projects will advance. The hypothesis overall is that initially, at least, the attention will focus on these projects that sort of were stalled as a result of the building moratorium, and then sort of move forward from there.
Seems like the closed-down Clarion Hotel across the street from the governor's mansion on 16th Street in Midtown Sacramento has been sitting in limbo for a while, but I hear that a company out of San Diego wants to turn it into senior housing. What does this decision mean for the area?
We've heard a lot of stories about these various properties within Midtown sort of getting a new life. And this concept is particularly interesting to me because it focuses on this emerging demographic within urban living. I'm talking about retiring baby boomers who want to live somewhere where they can walk their dog and exercise, somewhere that's a little more walkable than your standard suburban environment. So this will be an interesting project to watch.
And the project has sort of an arts theme to it?
The initial details are just coming out, but there is an arts theme. This is sort of to fulfill a request that the property interacts with the community in some way. So this will likely have some sort of interactive arts component that will extend beyond the residents of the property itself.
The gym and fitness landscape in the Sacramento area is changing. California Family Fitness seems to be taking over a lot of other existing gyms.
We do have these very well-known players within the local fitness scene, such as California Family Fitness, which recently announced that it's opening its 19th club within the Sacramento region, and that will be a new facility in Sacramento's Pocket community. Now, we also heard about California Family Fitness opening that new facility downtown and buying two facilities from an existing chain. And then you also have these newer players that are entering into the scene, some national franchises that look for spaces of a variety of sizes. You have these boutique fitness chains that many of them have very aggressive plans for expansion within the Sacramento region. I think that the next natural question is, how many of these facilities can the Sacramento region sustain, and who will come out as the big winner in all of this?
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia Sorich writes about retail for the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business coverage at our website, capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.